Tabernacle Shadows of the Better Sacrifices, A Helping Hand for the Royal Priesthood, International Bible Students Association, Brooklyn, New York, USA, 1915. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in the interest of his consecrated saints, waiting for the adoption, and of all that in every place call upon the Lord, the household of faith, and of the groaning creation, travailing and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, this work is dedicated, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things under Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and 9, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Copyright 1899, Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Brooklyn, New York. N.B. This volume can be supplied also in the German, Swedish, Greek, French, and Dano-Norwegian languages. Preface. The first edition of this little book was published in 1881, and under the Lord's blessing, seems to have been very helpful to the class for which it was specially intended, the royal priesthood. Many of this class have confessed that as the finger of the Lord, it pointed out to them meanings in the Old Testament types never before appreciated, and that it has thus guided them in the way of self-sacrifice, by leading them to see the true significance of the scriptural declarations, present your bodies living sacrifices, fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Let us go to him outside the camp, bearing the reproach with him, besides many other scripture statements, which associate the Lord's people with himself, both in the sufferings of this present time and the glory to follow. The author rejoices that this is true, and prays the divine blessing also upon this new edition, which was made necessary by reason of the electroplates of the former edition being worn, and by the desire to have its general style conformed to that of the Scripture Studies series, for it may properly be considered a supplement and sequel to the fifth volume of that work, kept separate for convenience. Aside from these typographic changes and the addition of one chapter and a few alterations in the phraseology to make some points possibly more perspicuous, there are no changes. Indeed, no particular changes seemed possible or desirable. The understanding of the subjects herein set forth seemed to have been heaven-directed, taught of God, at a time when the light was absolutely necessary to the full and clear presentation of the plan of the ages. And those who have been blessed by the helps furnished in this little book, and others who shall yet be similarly blessed, we trust, may all esteem that they are also taught of God. For be it noted that the author has sought to prove every point and every application by the word of the Lord, and has taught nothing of himself. As he has received of the Lord through his word and spirit, he has presented the same, with the evidences, to whosoever has an ear to hear. The careful student will discern that, the applications of the types herein presented being correct, the entire plan of the ages is thereby corroborated, justification, sanctification, and glorification, first for the church, and subsequently restitution for whoever will, of all the families of the earth. To what a glorious gospel, then, is this the key? Dear reader, if the matters herein presented appeal to you as truth at all, they will surely awaken you to energy and zeal to sacrifice earthly interests, to gain the prize of the high calling, that you may become one of the royal priests soon to be associated with the great high priest of our profession, in the grand work of blessing the groaning creation. And if you get a blessing from these truths and partake of their spirit, you will want to pass the cup of refreshment on to others who need just such a stimulus to revive their fainting hearts. And if you desire to co-labor in this ministry, you will find that all arrangements have been perfected by which you can obtain these booklets at a very nominal price, by the dozen or hundred. Everyone who receives food at the Lord's table is honored with the privilege of joining in the service as co-laborers together with God. Reader's comment: the 1915 edition has no more after the preface. The original 1899 edition, however, is signed thusly: with Christian love, your brother and servant in Christ, Charles T. Russell, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, March 1899. One additional comment from the reader: the 1915 edition was the last one that Brother Russell revised during his lifetime. End of reader comments.